This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia carried out what Ukrainian officials called a massive attack early Tuesday, targeting Kyiv with more than 20 drones. The Ukraine's air defense is mostly destroyed. Kyiv's military administrative chief, Sergei Popko, wrote on his Telegram social media account that Russia had relied solely on the Iranian-made Shahed drones for what he said was its 17th assault on the Ukrainian capital this month. Surveying the damage Tuesday, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said Russia's attacks have been relentless.
Almost every day we receive the attack from missiles, kamikaze drones. Oh, hometown, it's more almost 800 buildings destroyed, 417 more than 117. This last information. More than 400 buildings, apartments building destroyed. It's killed more than 160 people. It's five children. It's terror. It's genocide.
U.S. defense officials told VOA Tuesday the U.S. will provide another $300 million in new military aid for Ukraine, in a package that's expected to include munitions for Ukraine's Patriot missile defense system. Officials who spoke to VOA on a condition of anonymity ahead of the package's expected formal release Wednesday said the latest aid also includes rockets for the high-mobility artillery rocket system, or HIMARS, and more tank ammunition. Finland, NATO's newest member, has been building 200 kilometers of fencing along its eastern border with Russia. Manager of the Finnish border project, Ismo Kirki, told the French news agency AFP the fence is meant to address the critical border areas.
The Finnish-Russian border is over 1,300 kilometers long, and this fence will be built 200 kilometers in the areas which are high-risk areas for the extensive illegal entry to Finland.